the by-elections have come, and I think Bulawayo is getting it right again. It did it in June when it ushered the five of us into parliament, and I think this is the sixth one that we are just about to beg in as well, because apparently now people are no longer fooled by party names and stuff like that. In the yesteryears, you were hearing statements like, even if you put a donkey against a ZANU-PF candidate, a donkey would win. But I think people now realize that, no, this has cost them a lot. It has cost them the closure of industries. But ever since we've been ushered into the offices as MPs in Bulawayo, we have started moving with vigor and force. Like now, I can happily tell you that we've managed to successfully convince the government to turn Bulawayo into a special economic zone.
Mr. Chuma, there are reports that there is bad blood between the party candidate, Mr. Smanda, and Mr. Ndlovu, who lost in the primaries. Don't you think that this is going to affect?
My knowledge of these two gentlemen is that Alderman Ndlovu, so a seasoned politician, will know better than to create friction or probably say play dirty tactics against his party.